Good morning. I wasn't standing here so you could look at me. There's just a whole lot of people still coming in. I was just like, this is awesome. Welcome to this place of worship this morning. And I want to start by thanking the junior high for being some of our leadership this morning during worship. And I know they were here yesterday. They cleaned the sanctuary and did some practicing. So thank you for that. I'm going to ask Pam to come up. She has a couple announcements.
Good morning. I just wanted to highlight, it's in your bulletin, it's a sheet that says compelling vision. I want to encourage you as members of the Church of the Brethren to consider going and attending one of these compelling visions meetings. The district and the denomination this past year at annual conference decided that next year's annual conference is going to all focus on the compelling vision of the Church of the Brethren, how we work together to join together and support one another as congregations, because we come with so many different ideas and we come from so many different places. So I would challenge you as members of Little Swatara to consider going to one of these sessions. They're on Saturday and Sunday. The ones on Saturday, there's one in the morning from 9 to 11 at Palmyra, one in Ephrata from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and then on Sunday, the 11th, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon at Indian Creek. In regards to these meetings, everyone is welcome. No one's going to be turned down. You don't even have to pre-register, but there is a phone number here if you have the time to give them a call to say, hey, yeah, I'm going to be there, so they just have an idea for count-wise. But please prayerfully consider attending. I'm planning to go on Saturday afternoon to Ephrata. If you are available and want to go and would like to ride along, I'll be glad to take somebody along with me. So just give me a call. The other thing I want to highlight is that next Monday, the 12th of November, not this coming Monday, but the following week, is our every member council meeting where we'll be talking about next year's budget. So please plan to attend and share as we conduct the business of the church. Thanks.
I just want to highlight one other item in the bulletin, and that's the Men's Fellowship will be working Saturday back at camp to put the miniature golf course to bed for the winter and other things. And I'm going to open this to everybody, not just the Men's Fellowship. If there's women and some younger folks that would like to help, we can use all the hands that would be willing to help us on Saturday morning. We're going to be starting around 8 o'clock. Just meet at the family camp area. Any other announcements? I see Bob has one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for joining us today for National Junior High Sunday. Our junior high is a fun and unique age. Our group consists of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. They age from 11 to 14. If you ask a junior high student in our group who we are, here are some answers you might receive. We are athletes, musicians, farmers, socialities. We are inverts, extroverts. We are tall, we are short. We are mature and immature. We are loud and busy, but we can be shy and quiet. We like to throw balls and kick balls. We jump, skip, run, and walk. We like to play games and move constantly. We like to talk all the time, and we love to serve others behind the scenes. We are not perfect. We need a lot of direction. We love the understanding. We sometimes run in the wrong place, throw a ball when we shouldn't. We laugh during church, and when we should be quiet, we are junior high students. We love to serve, we love our church, we love the Lord, we love learning about God and how to love others through God's love. We are an active part of this family, church family. 1 Corinthians 12:12 states, just as the body through one has many parts, but all its many parts to form one body. So it is with Christ. Our junior high youth are a big part of our church family. Embrace our differences and love who we are in this season of our life. We ask for your prayers and love and understanding as we navigate through life. Thank you.
All right, DJ Pastor Matt is back in the house. Do I got any beatboxers in the house today? All right, here we go. Here's a little shout out to junior high. We be thinking you're all pretty fly. So keep living for Jesus, keeping it real. We can guarantee you he's the true deal. He lived and died and rose above. For each of you, he has so much love. So don't be thinking life's nothing but cruel. Jesus got you, he's your divine fuel to drive you with passion, to be your daily ration. So it's cool, he be rolling as the king. And here's the thing, life is but a vapor, a flash in the pan. Keep trusting in Jesus, we know that you can. Word!
Any other announcements? Matt, I have to say, I did mention one day at work that our pastor raps from the pulpit, and it got some eyes, went, whoa, really? Appreciate that, thank you. I do see, is that Pastor Jeff I see out there? I don't think Pastor Jeff ever rapped from the pulpit. Maybe we can have a guest rapper this morning, what do you think? Well, let's move into a time of worship. I'm going to ask you to stand as we do the call to worship and remain standing through our opening hymn. Lord, you give us new life every day.
All our newness, we thank you and praise you.
We place our faith and our trust in you.
And we know
in all things, even in the darkest of times, you'll see us through.
I'd like to invite all the children up. today's story comes from the book of Mark, which is in the New Testament. It was a very scary night when the boat pulled onto shore. Jesus and his disciples got off the boat and realized they were in a cemetery. Would you be scared? Would you be afraid if you were in the dark cemetery at night?
I'm mostly scared in the dark, but no, because I know zombies are. Well, I don't know if zombies are real, but I know that spirits are real. But if it was New Jersey at night, yikes, I would stay out.
Things got even scarier when a man started running out of the cemetery. He was yelling and screaming. He didn't have on any clothes, and there were scratches all over him. The man had broken bits of chain hanging from his wrists and ankles. What would you do if you saw someone acting very odd like that?